Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Thursday lunchtime. I'm Jamie O'Hara with Red FM's daily news podcast. It's expected schools will remain closed past the end of this month. The prediction comes as some Fianna Fáil TDs and senators called for this year's leaving cert to be cancelled. Here's how that story was covered in our morning bulletins.
A public health expert believes it's very unlikely that schools will reopen in February. They're closed for this month to curb the spread of COVID-19. Government ministers have repeatedly said they want them shut for the shortest time possible. But Professor Gabriel Scally doesn't think they'll reopen at the end of the month.
I would have thought it is very unlikely. Children aren't at great risk, but there's no doubt about it that the whole process of getting children to school, all of the staff, the teachers and other staff who are there, and there is transmission goes on between children and transmission back into families again.
NPHET are meeting to discuss how best to deal with an increase in the number of people with COVID requiring hospitalisation. This is how that story ran earlier today.
An emergency medicine consultant at CUH says the worst may be yet to come for many COVID patients at the hospital. CUH has the highest number of COVID positive patients of any hospital in the country at 142. NPHET are meeting later to discuss the deteriorating situation in hospitals. The latest figures show 176 people are being treated for the virus in ICUs around the country. The issue is made worse by significant staffing shortages, with more than 7,000 healthcare workers unavailable across the system. Clinical director at CUH, Dr. Connor DC, says many admissions at his hospital are likely to require ICU care in the days ahead.
At this stage, 80% of the 142 patients are within the first 7 days of their COVID diagnosis. And it is at this stage forward that we will notice them developing more severe symptoms of COVID. And so now what we know is that the worst is to come.
Get Red FM's News Extra at redextra.ie and check out our other podcasts.
I'm Rory on Sport, and it's been confirmed that Aston Villa's clash with Everton in the Premier League this weekend is off. The sides were due to meet on Sunday afternoon. However, Villa released a statement today confirming the news as they continue to deal with a coronavirus outbreak at the club. They've also confirmed that their postponed fixture with Newcastle United has been refixed for January 23rd. Man City boss Pep Guardiola, meanwhile, says it's going to be hard to stop players embracing as part of goal celebrations. The UK government have asked the Premier League to clamp down on hugs and handshakes following goals as the COVID-19 crisis continues. City beat Brighton 1-0 last night to go third in the table. Phil Foden scoring the winning goal as nine players celebrated together. Guardiola says the club are following health guidelines, but he knows it's hard to enforce instinctive acts.
The real moment of joy, like we work all the time, all the teams, all the clubs, to the moment that we score a goal, say the players, don't hug you, don't celebrate it together, is an instinct reaction, so it's difficult. So I don't know we will be able to do it.
In tennis, Andy Murray's participation in the Australian Open is in doubt. The former world number one has tested positive for coronavirus. The 33-year-old was due to fly to Melbourne tomorrow, but will now remain in London to quarantine. The tournament begins on the 8th of February. However, Murray remains hopeful he will be allowed to travel at a later date. And in Gaelic games, Paddy Andrews has announced that he's hanging up his Dublin jersey and calling it a day after 12 years of playing senior inter-county football. The St. Bridget's forward won 7 All-Ireland titles.
The 5 biggest stories in Cork today. This is Red FM's News Extra.
Heard your first caller who's decided to conceive by an anonymous Danish sperm donor. I was struck by a number of issues. First of all, it was all about what she wanted and what she wanted. The actual child that could be a result of this procedure was barely mentioned. I personally think picking an anonymous father from a site is just like picking a product from an online shopping site. When this child grows up and asks, "Who's me dad?" what will the answer be? "Oh, he was a test tube I picked out in a site. I don't even know who he was." Anthony says, if anyone can tell me that is in any way normal, I would love to hear it. We constantly hear about deadbeat dads, and sometimes women can get pregnant as a result of a one-night stand, and that can be hard enough. But to purposefully deprive a child of a father to fill your own needs and demands is unforgivable. With the current scandals we're going through at the moment, with people spending decades to find their parents and parents trying to find their children, I wonder how far have we really come when it comes to the rights of children. That's what he said.
I was just raging listening to Anthony. Like, who does he think he is, in all fairness? Right, like Lisa said, everyone is entitled to their own opinion. That's fine and whatever. But he just, like, picks something negative to harp on without even knowing the facts. Now, I know he was saying who's going to be on the birth cert, what are you going to tell your child and all this, without just presuming that it's going to be negative, that we're going to bring our kids up and say, look, I chose you, like the donors themselves choose whether they want to be known or not. So it's not as if the mothers are going out to say, look, I'm going to choose for my donor to be anonymous because I don't want my child to know. Like the profiles come with all their information, the basic information. You get their first name, you get their mother and fathers, you get their hobbies and interests. So it's not as if you're just going to go, oh yeah, you're just from a test tube from Denmark.
But there was no there was no time at all that you actually got to pick up a phone and speak to this man, no?
No, see, like I said, when I was saying to you the other day on the phone about, like, you know, the CMV negative and positive, I had to go with a non-anonymous donor because I was negative. So that was taken out of my control.
Don't forget to like and subscribe to get Red FM's News Extra daily.